top of him for each other. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we should begin our morning prayer session. Please sing hymn 349. Please be seated. Thanks the grace of the Lord. Now, we are very much officially entering into the second week of the NYTS. It sounds like some of you are getting tired from your voice, from maybe your you don't sleep as well in here, but you can feel that, especially for those who are over 30. You must feel kind of the tiredness. start kicking. But you know what? It's always at this very moment when you feel tired, fatigued, you feel that you're losing your voice, you cannot concentrate. It's always at this very moment your decision makes the differences in your life. At this very moment, you could say, "Hey, God knows I am tired. God knows I'm weak. So it's okay. God is very understanding. So let me doze off a little. Let me rest a little bit more. Let me just take easy a little bit more." We tend to like that. We tend to make that choice because we figure that God understands anyway. But it's usually at this very moment when we are so tired, and at this time we make the different choice. We decide to take that extra step, push a little bit harder, pray a little bit longer, cry a little bit louder, and that's when your spirituality improves. That's when you receive Holy Spirit, and that's when you see the grace of the Lord in your prayer. This morning, we would like to share a passage in Gospel Luke. Let's turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Verse 8. Still others seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sowed. When he said this, he called out, "He who has ear to hear, let him hear." Jesus shared a parable. The parable is very familiar. Jesus shared a parable with everyone. And we probably learned about this parable 100 times in RE or in the church already. But here at the end of all this, Jesus cried out loud and say, "For those who has ear to hear, let him hear." So this is a command for Jesus to all his people. The same command is given to you and I. For all those of you who has ear, you must listen as well. Also, everybody in here, we have ear. We have ear. Also, we are being categorized as the people in here. For those who have ear, you have to listen. You know that this is, when Jesus says this is not a recommendation. He's not like, "Oh, for those who have ear, please, open your ear, pay a little bit attention." No. He doesn't negotiate, he doesn't recommend. He said, "If you have ear, you have to listen. Period." So, every one of us, we are in here. When Jesus said to us, "You who have ear, you must listen." This is an obligation. An obligation. Also, thank God that every one of us, we are willing to take our time, travel long distance, spend a lot of money, take away from our personal break, we come here. But when you come here, you also need to open your ear and listen in the class. The reason that you are here is not to have a good fellowship, or it's part of it, but it's not everything. You are not here only to find your friends, to see your friend once a year. You are not only here to chit-chat with them. You are not only here to enjoy the wonderful food from prepared by Bowen Park Church. There is a greater reason for every one of us to be here, which is, listen. You need to pay attention in the class. You need to listen, because this is obligation that has been given to us. But what do you need to listen? That in here, Jesus said this right after he gave a parable. Also, you need to pay attention to the teachings in the Bible. No, you're not here to listen to, try to catch up with your friend. For 1 year, I never have news. I need to try to get more news. Maybe some of you are like butterflies, trying to go fly around collecting news. That's very bagua. That's very, like you're trying to try to update yourself.
Data updates. Okay, this is what happened to Joseph. This is what happened to Vivian. You know, you're so busy listening things left and right. But in here, Jesus said to you, after he told you the parable, you need to listen. Listen what? Listen to the teaching. Not about trying to catch up with my friend, listening to everything that happened to him or her. That's not what you are here for. So, you know, sometimes during the class, you felt it's very tired. You're like, you know, half asleep. And once you get into break, you are fully awake. So energized, like energized bunny. You have like, you can give 120% to your friend for their news. But you can only give 20% in the class for the teachings in the Bible. Why? You have to ask yourself, why? Why are you doing that? In here, Jesus said, listen. Because you have to. You must. In Luke chapter 10, let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 41. Luke chapter 10, verse 40. Luke chapter 10, verse 40. But Martha, Martha was distraught by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister had led me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. Verse 42, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and you will not be taken away from her. In here, this is a story that we are also very familiar with. Martha and Mary, they both, when Jesus came into the house, they chose different paths to serve. They chose different paths. Martha was very busy to cook, to prepare, to make cheese, to everything, to show the hospitality for Jesus, which is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with that. But again, Jesus said there is something better. And Mary chose the better portion, which is listen. Listen to the teaching of the Lord. And that's why you have to understand, for you to be able to come here, sit here from morning to evening to listen. This is the better portion. It's supposed to be a blast from the Lord. But do you feel it is a blast or you feel it's a torment? My parents, they forced me to come. I feel all my friends are coming, so I have to come. So you come here because you feel that you must, or you have to, or you're being pushed to, or you're being tricked into. You have to ask yourself. Jesus said this is a better portion. Do you feel so? You know that in the past NYTS, we have students, in order to come, they sold some of their belongings. I don't need this camera. I need the airfare to go to NYT. Sold their camera. Sold their stuff. Sold their pen. Sold their toys. Why? Because for them, NYT means something very different. But for you, it doesn't mean anything different. I'm just here. You know that I'm, you know, when I'm young, I go to student spiritual communication. When I'm in college, I go to NYTS. That's how they did. But for many of the students, NYTS means something different. They are willing to sell their toys, sell their games, sell their video, sell their equipment, video game equipment in order to come up with the airfare to come to NYTS. How about you? You know that one, there was a member in the church that I went to. He told me he has been saving because his financial condition is very, very poor, very weak. He's trying to, doing part-time work to support himself in America, to go to school, pay his own tuition, pay his own bill, pay his own rent. And he said, I really, really, really want to go to NYTS. You know what he did? He said he has been saving money throughout the year. 1 year, since one NYT student, he saved money. You probably cannot imagine that kind of life because you are all financially provided by your family. So you don't have any pressure. But for him, he's in U.S. by himself. So he saved. At the end, still not enough. You know what he did? He borrowed money from his friend. He said, I need it. He said, NYPS is a place I need to come in order to keep my faith alive throughout the year. So he borrowed money from his friend in order to come to NYTS. And I asked him, so what happened after NYTS? He said, well, I need to find a second job to pay off the debt. But he said, it's all worth it. It's that kind of determination make NYTS different. It's that kind of drive, motivation, sacrifice to make NYTS a place to transform a person's life. How about you? What have you been giving up in order to come to NYTS? So listen, because this is supposed to be a moment of blessing. Listen, because this is the moment that will transform your life. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 16. Luke chapter 8, verse 16. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or put it under a bed. Instead, he put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. Verse 17. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Verse 18. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. But here, Jesus gave the second instruction about listen. Yes, you are here, you are listening. But are you listening carefully? But here says, listen is good, but listen is not good enough. In here says, you must consider and listen carefully. Also, you need to pay attention. Why? Why do you need to pay attention? There are two reasons. First, because for those that hidden will be revealed. You know that throughout the past week, we keep on sharing about be careful, be alert, be cautious. You need to be pure. And we tell you to go back to sleep when it's not time for you to wake up yet. Yes. We keep on repeating this message. But you know what, from our observation, some of you feel, hey, that has nothing to do with me. It's not for me. It's for someone else. It's always for someone else. You know that when you listen, yes, you do listen, but you listen for other people. Even you are the one that has been waking up at the wrong hour, at the wrong time, but you don't feel that's you. You feel it's okay, I have everything under control. It's okay, I know what I am doing. It's okay, we will marry at the end. You convince yourself that this message is for those weak-minded brothers and sisters. Not for me, never for me. You know that when we listen, we always listen for other people. But we never feel it's about us. But be careful. In here says, if you do not listen carefully, if you do not pay attention today, if you don't take all the warning into your heart, what you hide in secret will be revealed into the open. You know that three days ago, as I was preparing for the prayer session, I don't know what to share with you about. I have no idea what to say. So I decide I'm going to read through the Holy Spirit monthly and see if I can get some inspiration from the Holy Spirit monthly. And I figure it's Chinese, and you don't read it anyway. So most likely, what I say, you will never. You know what, as I was preparing, I was preaching through the Holy Spirit monthly. One thing that caught my eyes is a true story, a true case I share with some of the counselors. And I really think that you need to listen to this as well. This is, in the article, it was talking about purity before marriage as well. And it gave a real scenario, a real case, a life case scenario. It says that there's a sister who always thinks the church is giving too much burden, too much bondage, too much restriction, too old-fashioned. So you know what? She has boyfriend. Hey, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? But you know that when you are young, you make a lot of foolish choice. So she got very intimate with the other person. And later, she grew up. She grew older, you know, and she found out that this person is terrible. This person is totally not for her. So they broke up. And then she decided to seek a better choice. Also, you know what? She was introduced, and then later on, she found a wonderful brother, and they talk about it. Everything seems fine, so they decide to get married. You know that on the wedding day, the previous boyfriend showed up. And during the wedding, when the bride and groom in the chapel, the bride and groom standing in the front, and the boyfriend was in the back, and oh, yeah, we hugged. Yeah, I kissed this one. Yeah, you know, we kissed. You know, basically the ex-boyfriend shared everything about between him and the bride on the wedding day. And later during the banquet, the news spread throughout the whole banquet until even the groom heard it. And of course the groom was furious because she never said anything. She figured that, hey, that's my past. I can conceal it. Nobody knows. And she never knew that the ex-boyfriend would show up on her wedding day. The most beautiful day of her life, the most wonderful day of her life, her past showed up and revealed. And you know what? Everybody in the banquet was talking about it. The groom was furious and the bride was devastated. Can you imagine if this happened to you on your wedding day? So you know what? Some of you feel there's nothing. Come on. We're going to get married at the end. No problem. We do anything. Can you ever imagine that happened on your most beautiful day when you have this wonderful dress and then you realize everyone is pointing fingers at you because you will pass revealed. So listen carefully. Take every word that the pastor said and the counselor said into your heart. Let your sin reveal in the open. And second, in here it says, you have to be careful. Consider carefully how you should listen, because whoever has been given more, because whoever has will be given more, whoever does not have even what he thinks he has will be taken away. We learn about this parable. In Matthew chapter 13, it says that for anyone who takes the seed, sow the seed into your heart, and do not understand, then the birds come and snatch away from you. You know that if you sit here, participate, listen to the teaching, but you do not understand, or you do not put it in your heart, you do not listen carefully, you know what happened? No use. You will be taken away from you. Even what you think you have already, you will be taken away from you. So listen carefully, because it has everything to do with your spiritual life. So when we are in here, please cherish every moment. When you listen in the class, do not feel that, oh, I know this, I heard this, I am in here, I'm the third year, I'm the fourth year, I know what's going on. Ah, no problem. I know this drill. Ah, come on, I'm too senior for this. I know how this thing goes. So you feel that, hey, this is not about me. This is for the freshman, for the first year. Be careful. If you think like that, even what you had learned in the past will be snatched away from you. You will be worse than the first year. When you come here with the mentality of, hey, I'm senior already, I don't need to do this, I don't need to do that, you know what? Be careful. Even what you learned in the past will be no use for you, because you come with a wrong mentality and wrong motivation. So be careful how you listen. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 21. Let's read from verse 19. Luke chapter 8, verse 19. Now Jesus' mother and brother came to him and see him, and they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Verse 20. Someone told him, your mother and brother are standing outside wanting to see you. Verse 21. He replied, my mother and my brother are those who hear God's words and put into practice. Who hear God's words and you need to put into practice. Brothers and sisters, a lot of times I feel that our youth is like the alien, not alien. What's the people from Mars? Oh, the big head, when you see the drawing, wow, big head, tiny limbs, tiny feet, tiny arms. Sometimes when I see those drawings, it reminds immediately to our youth. Maybe not every one of you, but some of you. Oh, maybe me too. Big head. Oh. That you come here, you learn every year. But when we flip through the Bible, when we put on the top, when the pastor put on the topic, you say, I know what the pastor is going to talk about already. I know this passage. I learned it from the past. So you know what? Yes, you are so well-versed. So what? You are like a dwarf. A midget with giant head. You know what? Some of you are so smart that you memorize this verse, memorize that story, you know Bible inside out. Yes, you are so smart and you are so well versed. But so what? Look into your life. Sometimes we are like this monster. Big head, giant head, filled with Bible knowledge, but we can never do anything. Tiny arms, tiny legs, cannot exercise the power of the Lord, cannot walk on the path of the Lord. So what's the use of all this knowledge for you? Or other than criticize others. Sometimes I have to admire anything that happened in the church, they are able to flip to a verse and start to criticize the church. Or when they fight with their siblings, they use the Bible. That's right, we'll be all upon the evil. They fight with the Bible verse. So what if you know the Bible very well, if you cannot do anything about it? Ask yourself, when was the last time you preached to, I don't even talk about preaching, I'm sorry. When was the last time you approached a stranger in the church? Someone, newcomers, stand at the corner, nobody pay attention to. What do you do? You are like, hey, that's church council's problem, not my problem. Then you walk away. When was the last time you see your IE students who did not come to church, who cannot come to church, or who need a ride, but you are like, that's too troublesome for me. Hey, church service starts at 11. I need to sleep until 10:45. How do I have time to pick him or her up? Midget. Sometimes it happened to me as well. Sometimes I try to find an easy way out. I know all the teachings of showing love, be patient, carry out the words of the law, practice. But you know what? Throughout the days, I find excuse for myself. That I restore my helping hand. I allow myself to sit on the wheelchair. Because it's easy. But you know what? If you don't exercise those muscles, if we do not exercise our arms, exercise our legs, everything that we learn in here becomes useless. If it's not part of our life, then it becomes useless in our life. So in here, Jesus say, listen, whatever you hear, you must practice in order to become my family. So do you want to be the family of Jesus? We all want to be the family of Jesus, right? But just because you say so. Just because you say, I want it, doesn't make you so. Let's turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 19. Nevertheless, God's strong foundation stands firm, sealed with the inscription, "The Lord knows those who are His," and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. So, in here it says that the Lord knows who belongs to Him. You know that we all think that we belong to the Lord, right? That's why we are here. We are the children of the Lord. We are the light at the end time. We all want to be the children. We all think that we are. But in here it says the Lord knows if you belong to Him or not. And in here it says for those who cry out, who call on the name of the Lord, return, turn away from your wickedness. So you know what? You are not only here to listen, learn. The more important is to practice, to carry it into your life, to face your difficulties, face your darkest secret. You know, when you kneel in here, you yank it open, look inside of you, how deep inside, how dirty it is. Deal with it, face it, deal with it, and change it. He says, you must practice what you learned. You must change in your action. You must deal with your filthiness inside for you to be called the children of the Lord, to be called His family. So brothers and sisters, have you realized God is here? God is here talking to you, and He talks loud and clear. But are you ready to listen to Him? Are you ready? Let's all come to the front.